lovely it is, but also rather frigid it is here. Everybody is sort of stomping their feet, and there are lots of rosy cheeks out here. I can tell you that if I could mention something, just a couple of minutes ago, I asked Cardinal Timothy Dolan, are you wearing your longies? He said, oh, yes, and they're green. So the wearing of the green has extended to places we don't normally talk about. But I can tell you that there are little shamrocks on top of a head of a woman I see across the street. They're mounted on springs and are waving back and forth. And 150,000 marchers are going up that green stripe, which has been painted on the Queen of Avenues here. It runs from 44th up to 79th, which is the length of this parade. They say that there are some 2 million watchers. We have no real way of establishing whether that's exact or not, but on a Saturday you would think that the place is packed, and it certainly is from our viewpoint here in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral. We can tell you that they have a shamrock-colored rug that they've rolled out in front of the cathedral, but the cardinal himself is out on the street. He doesn't seem to be confined by any normal constraints here that the prelates normally have. He's out there hugging people. He's got a great scarlet cape on, and he wraps it around people that he's talking to. It's quite a sight to see the friendliness of this cardinal. And again, the green, white, and gold of the Irish tricolor is now waving in a frigid breeze here along Fifth Avenue, and we are waiting for the golden orb of the sun to make its way around the buildings and drop some sunshine on us here. We can't wait for that warmth to arrive.